gentlemen. It is Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters. 161 days till the presidential election. Fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. All right. We're going to be monitoring the Trump trial. It's live right now. There's some developments. He's supposed to be making closing arguments. They're in a break right now. I'm going to really kind of lay into that and the details we have. It's really just crazy, the whole thing. And I'll kind of just put this short and sweet now, and we'll get into the details. And I'm sure we'll probably get statements from Trump as well. We do have some statements from his legal team and Eric Trump and others. But as I'm reading through the developments with people that are live tweeting it, as I'm listening to the other reporters that are there reporting on it from the scene, and they're kind of going in and out of the details, keeping in mind that they still have not even identified a crime. And so I'm already kind of getting off on a tangent here. So let me just stop right there and we'll get back to it. It almost feels at this point that this whole thing is like a petty embarrassment of Trump that maybe he did have an affair or a sexual relation with Stormy Daniels or whatever. Because, I mean, folks, they have nothing. And they keep leaning into this Stormy Daniels thing and the hush money. And, of course, Trump sleeping with Stormy Daniels is not a crime, but I guess it's an embarrassment, or maybe they think it'll be bad for his marriage or his family or something. I don't know. But it's weird when you see the kind of final closing statements and final developments. It's like everything is Stormy Daniels, Stormy Daniels, Stormy Daniels. It's like, what in the hell is going on here? Why are we talking about Stormy Daniels? So, and she just gets caught lying and lying. So we're going to get into the details there. We'll be monitoring the little common area there outside of the courtroom for Trump to make statements. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. We do have some statements from Eric Trump and others. We'll get to that. But we got other news too. The other court in Florida, other court case against Trump in Florida just totally falling apart. I mean, again, we can look at the funding of who's funding this judge's family. I mean, it's all the top Democrats, all the top Democrats. And then there's some other news on the Trump campaign as well. And I guess it's just like, it's kind of like following, you know, your favorite sports team at this point. And sometimes they do really good and then sometimes they do bad and you're upset. So it's just a roller coaster right now. And that's where we're at. But then there's the Democrat side of the aisle, and they got more problems than you can even imagine. Politico is reporting that there's a full-blown panic behind the scenes at the Democrat Party. And then you have more business partners of the Bidens going down. James Biden's former business associate pleads guilty to $51 million healthcare scam. You know, what do they say about the company you keep? So you got that going on. And then kind of the two big outlying stories. We got some illegal immigrant news, some crime news, and, you know, some other stuff here and there. But the two big outliers, the World Health Organization pandemic treaty has failed. It has failed. That is huge. That is huge. So we do need to talk about that. And then you have all these Western countries now, the United States, the UK, and they're bringing back conscription, or they're bringing back military service. Of course, they're already doing this in Ukraine. What is the significance of that? What are they saying it's for? But what do you think it's really for? Oh, and Trudeau, who could have seen this coming? Trudeau is trying to bring thousands of Palestinians to Canada. Isn't that fun?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane. when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
There is a man who is whatever America needs him to be. Not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need. Nothing less than a knight. Shining. They'll hunt him. They'll set the dogs on him. Because the truth is the greatest threat they face. It's the War Room. With Owen Schroyer.
And then, of course, there's what's going on in the courtroom as well. But outside, the Democrats decided to have a little political stunt, a press conference of sorts, if you will. And I suppose Robert De Niro was their star of the moment. And he got booed and heckled and chased out of town. So we've got some of those clips. But then they also had some of their January 6th liars as well there to reiterate their falsities about January 6th and Trump's involvement. And it's funny because it's likely going to fall on deaf ears as far as the Democrats are concerned. I didn't even really see anybody covering it from the left side of the aisle today. They're still focused on what's going on inside the courtroom. But it does give you an eye, it does give you an idea into the mind of the anti-Trump liberal and just how deranged they are. And I even decided to kind of pop over to, I guess you'll say some leftist liberal talk radio. And anything that's not right-wing is basically just they pretend to be central. They pretend like, oh, we're not left-leaning, we're just centrist, we're just telling it like it is. And of course, it's all just liberal garbage. And then hearing what they're saying is truly incredible too. But what's going on in the courtroom is wild. And I mean, I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm reading people that are live tweeting it. I'm finding all the reports that are the reporters that are in and out and listening to everything and all the developments. And the two takeaways are that they still haven't even decided what, or they haven't announced what they're even going to charge him with. They don't know what charges they're going to bring against Trump. And so Trump and his defense are having to make closing statements, not even knowing what crime they're going to charge him with. I mean, that is unprecedented, unconstitutional, unethical. I mean, just you name it. I mean, talk about a rigged deal. So you're here to make your closing statements in defense for a crime that you don't even know what you're being charged with. So, okay, that shows you how corrupt it is, but, and then it kind of hits me as I'm reading through more of it and looking at more in the developments. I'm like, was this even about a crime ever at all? Or is this just them trying to publicly, politically de-pants Donald Trump and point the finger at him like, ha ha, you slept with Stormy Daniels. Ha ha, Stormy Daniels and Trump. Look, Trump and Stormy Daniels. Because it keeps going back to Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels this, Stormy Daniels that. And she's up there lying anyway. And she says in her testimony, well, because the whole thing's motivated by money or attention. She says, no, I just wanted the American people. The reason I came out and told my story was because I wanted the American people to know before Trump got elected what kind of a person he was. Except it's already on record that she was shopping these stories around for books and movies and everything else before Trump even ever announced he was running. And there were no buyers. But like, they keep going back to Stormy Daniels. So is this like, are they trying to embarrass Trump because he slept with Stormy Daniels or, it doesn't make any sense. I guess that's the crime. I mean, yeah, he slept with Stormy Daniels. That's probably basically a crime. Sleeping with Stormy Daniels is a crime. Or maybe they're trying to destroy his marriage or they think it's just a public humiliation ritual. Because how do you make your whole case about some alleged sexual relations, but you can't even present the crime? And if they do end up coming out and saying, well, there was a federal violation of funds here and of election funds here, well, then why did it already get passed over by the FEC and the federal lawyers? Why wouldn't they let other former FEC lawyers testify as expert witnesses? And then, I mean, this is just ridiculous. These people are just sick. And so, you know, maybe it's a game to Stormy Daniels. I'm sure she's not the brightest person. So it's like, you know, this isn't a game. This is the country that we're talking about here, the future of the country. It's not just some little game. You feel good about yourself and going on late night shows and doing pole dances. This is a real country. There's real people that live here and, they could potentially be impacted by all of this. This isn't really a game. You go on Jimmy Kimmel and play with little plastic mushrooms. It's not even funny. But it seems like there's this weird angle of we're just going to drag Trump into this courtroom and then just try to make the Stormy Daniels story stick. Crimes, charges, we don't really have an answer for that. Maybe we'll have one later. Maybe not. We don't really care. Maybe we find him guilty. Maybe not. Doesn't even matter. Let's just plaster the Stormy Daniels story right to the front of the page and then make that the thing. And so it's like, okay, so you have nothing else. You have nothing else. You have Donald Trump sleeping with a stripper and then maybe paying her off. Statute of limitations already runs out. You have her signing two documents, not one, two documents saying that there was no affair and that she never took hush money. And yet that's your case. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, we all know it's corrupt. We all know this whole thing is corrupt and a joke, but yet the more you examine it and look at it, the more absolutely insane it is. The less sense it makes, the more you look at it. And then I'm scrolling the radio dial this morning and I'm finding, I guess they're leftist on the air. They pretend to be centered, but they're just leftists and they're taking calls. And it's the most incredible thing. The anti-Trump liberal. We need to get Trump no matter what. That's what's so important about this. We just got to get Trump out of there. Like, so just forget about justice. Forget about truth. Forget about evidence. Just you don't like Trump. So just commit all kinds of unethical and illegal acts to just get him out of the way because you don't like him. And that's their mindset. Or Robert De Niro out here. He's a tyrant. He's a fascist. He's never going to leave office. He already left office. He already left. What are you talking about? It's crazy. Here's Eric Trump outside of the courtroom. And this is the real shame. And this is why when liberals get in control, or leftists rather, just modern day liberals, when leftists get in control, everything goes to crap. Because they lose focus on the real issues if they ever even had it there. They don't even care about real issues. All they care about is like their own little play toys. And so they have all these little play toys like diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they're anti-white bigotry. They have all these little play toys and they like their little play toys and they want to play with their little play things. And anything else that's going on in the real world, they don't care. And so Eric Trump kind of sums up that nicely here outside the courtroom in clip 9.
So I sit here today as a son. Forget about politics for a second. I've been in that courthouse with my father almost every single day. And not a single New Yorker, as they look at murders in the streets, women getting thrown in front of trains, kids getting shot in Times Square, the degradation of this city, not a single New Yorker believes that over $130,000 payment from 9 years ago, from 8 years ago, that the entire DA's office is lining that courtroom. They're sitting there, they're laughing, they're giggling. This was their moment. This is how they embarrassed Donald Trump. This is legal lawfare, all while this state absolutely melts. Everybody that sits here right now, every single one of you, knows that this is not the same state that we knew 10 years ago. Now, knew it was not the same state as we saw 5 years ago. You have total degradation of New York State because the only thing that Alvin Bragg wants to do, only thing that Letitia James wants to do, is criminally prosecute Donald Trump. And they're doing it for one reason. They're doing it because they have a political vendetta. They're all funded by George Soros. That's what this is. This is political lawfare, and it absolutely has to stop. And I watch a man, he's the toughest man I've ever seen, and he endures this nonsense every single day. He sits in that seat, and that's not comfortable. He's never done a damn thing wrong. They tried to impeach him in D.C. They tried to impeach him a second time. They went after his Supreme Court justices. They turned the DOJ, they turned the FBI against him. They couldn't stop him. When that didn't work, guess what they did? They went after his family. They went after me. 110 subpoenas later that I've received, I've never gotten so much as a parking ticket. 110 subpoenas. They went after Don. They went after Laura. They went after little Barron Trump as a young kid, as a young teenager. They went after Tiffany Trump. They tried to make his life hell. And then they weaponized every single DA. They weaponized every AG in every far left area because Biden is incompetent and he's losing in all the polls across the board. He's losing in every quantifiable metric. Our country is going to hell. And this is their answer. Go after him for $130,000. And I want to say sorry to the jury that's in there. This has been the greatest colossal waste of time. I want to say thank you to the NYPD. You have thousands of officers down here. Thousands of officers down here that could be protecting our streets. Instead, they're guarding this courthouse against a sham trial. This has cost New York millions and millions and millions of dollars. And New York deserves so much better than this. And I cannot wait for the day that we win. We will. We're right. The entire country knows that this is nonsense. They don't buy it. A poll just came out from the New York Times. Even Democrats, the vast majority of Democrats, know that this case is a sham. And I think we're going to prevail. And I'm just proud of the toughest person I've ever met in my entire life for having the backbone and fortitude to go through this whole mess as uncomfortable as it's been. And I'm proud to have stood there every single second by his side in that freezing cold courtroom against unthinkable odds and a corrupt judge and people making a lot of money and this political witch hunt. He's an inspiration to me every single day, and he'll be vindicated. Thank you very much.
Headline, CBS News. What happens if Trump is convicted in New York? No one can really say. Because convicted of what? Convicted of what? Can you imagine having to make closing arguments you don't even know what you're being charged with? It's unheard of. It doesn't happen. But getting to the point here. So these liberals, understand, these leftists, and it really we have to describe them as leftists. And even though a modern day liberal is not the same as a classical liberal, I'm not even trying to make that distinction. It's to understand the larger picture of human history and what happens when leftists get a thimble of power. They abuse it. And what you have is leftist activists all over the place. So a leftist activist district attorney, leftist activist judge, leftist activist this, that, everything else. And whatever their leftist activism is, it will always be the top priority. So that's not a judge. That's not a prosecuting attorney. That's a leftist Democrat activist. So it's hard to explain. But until maybe you've been in the courtroom and faced it and seen it and realized that, oh, these people are all against me, it's hard to really comprehend. I mean, imagine showing up to play. I mean, I guess if you're a woman, you show up to play a WNBA basketball team and the Los Angeles Lakers show up and that's who you're playing. You say, what? I thought we were playing the WNBA team. They said, nope. It's the Lakers today. You say, what? You're playing men. You're playing giant NBA basketball players. You're playing men. So this is supposed to be the WNBA. No. So that's what this is like. You're not getting what you're supposed to be getting. You're not getting a judge or a prosecutor. No, you're getting leftist activists, and they're teachers too, and they're everything else. They're in the media. Just leftist activists posing as all these different things, wearing all these different costumes and hats. But when you remove the mask, it's the same thing. The leftist activist. But I'm already getting lost in it all. So they've got this little play thing of, we have to get Trump. Get Trump, get Trump. And then it's a little play thing, like a Rubik's Cube. And the whole city is going to hell. Oh, they don't prosecute rapists. They don't prosecute violent criminals. They release them on the street. They don't do anything about all the carjackings and all the muggings and the women getting mugged and brutalized and raped and shoved onto the train tracks and robbed on the train. They don't do anything about that. They don't do anything about the rotting infrastructure, the disgusting state of the subway system, the bridges falling apart. They're not doing it. They're playing their little Rubik's Cube of get Trump. It's retard level. You walk into the boss's office and there's like 10 fires going on in the office. And you go into the boss's office, you're like, boss, what are we going to do about all this? And he's in there playing tiddlywinks. Oh, I don't know. Yahtzee. Like, what the hell is going on? No wonder this place is falling apart. That's the Democrat Party. And they've just gone completely insane since Trump got into office. But this is how they always were. And then there's De Niro out on the streets. Oh, let's go to a Hollywood actor. He'll save our get. I mean, imagine how pathetic you are to be Robert De Niro, and you're actually going to take this bait, or maybe you're blackmailed. Maybe that makes more sense. Do you think Robert De Niro is that pathetic that he gets invited to New York City to bash Trump in the streets? And I mean, he gets, you know, nobody there wanted him. He got booed and heckled and everything else. But imagine, do you think Robert De Niro is that pathetic that he volunteered to do this Democrat activism? Maybe he was paid to do it. Or do you think he's blackmailed? Do you think Robert De Niro is blackmailed and so he has to show up to do this? Here's some of the sights and sounds there from Robert De Niro. And here's some of it, clip three.
And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done.
Read a script.
If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave.
Really?
He will never leave.
Already did once.
You know that. He will never leave.
Literally reading a Democrat script.
What does that mean? Is that the country we want to live in? Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life?
An actor doing a dry
read. I hope this
read.
New ad campaign reaches outside the bubble to remind supporters of what a danger he is to our lives. This is not a threat. This is a reality.
Oh.
And that's why I've joined the Biden-Harris campaign, because the only way to preserve our freedoms and hold on to our humanity is to vote for Joe Biden for president. Really. We don't have a choice.
Yeah, you do, actually. You have a couple choices.
On January 6th, while Republican lawmakers despicably tried to keep the loser Trump,
So he's officially joined the campaign. He's reading off a Democrat. He's doing a dry read, a dry run on the Democrat Party script. He's got his COVID mask on. People are saying he has the same bodyguard as Sam Bankman-Fried. I mean, it looks like the same guy. I don't know if there's any significance to that. Might not be a big deal. But what do you think? Does De Niro still got it? Or do you think he's getting washed up there with that, with his act out in front of the courthouse there? With his little mask. I think he's called it in. I think he's phoned it in. I don't think he gave it his all. I don't think that was all you had, Robert. I think you could have done better. But it was just a dry run, so he probably just got the script. He's just reading it. Here's a little bit more from De Niro, clip two.
I mean, this is really, even these people over here are kind of, it's kind of crazy. It's really crazy.
And this, say it with passion, this you bum.
Thing, Donald Trump has created this. He should be telling them not to do this, but he's just.
He's just what? He's just what? He's just in court all day because of these sham charges. He's just having to defend himself in court against, well, we don't even know what the charges are. They haven't said it yet. It's the charge of being Donald Trump, don't you know? Come on, Robert, you're better than that. Do you think it was worth it? How much do you think they paid him, or do you think he's blackmailed? And as he was leaving it, I don't know. There's no point even playing the videos. It's just cursing every 5 seconds. He's just getting totally cursed out by the people in the streets. I mean, it's just a pathetic joke. Lying about everything. Oh, January 6th. Oh, Trump wouldn't leave office. So he did leave office. And you're saying he won't leave office, but he already did leave office. But they actually decided to show this clip at a crowded bar in New York City. Robert De Niro on the screen there playing the clip, and here's what happened in clip four.
If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave. What does that mean?
When will you leave? I think is the better question. Oh, he ran out of there, man. I'm telling you, he ran out of there as he was getting heckled and booed. And I mean, the MF bombs, the F bombs. It was, hope it was worth it. Maybe you'll get that gig. Here, let's go. Let's take it to break. Take it to break one more time.
If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
What do you think happened before or after this scene here with P. Diddy and Robert De Niro? I guess that answers that. What the hell? See, Robert De Niro is serving as a distraction from the real story, which is just the outright corruption in New York City and how the Democrats have let New York City become a cesspool of what it once was, a filthy, disgusting, rat-infested, crumbling city. And this isn't somebody, I don't have any distaste for New York City. I like people from New York City. I got friends in New York City. I used to go to New York City when I was a kid, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And now, I guess I haven't been in some time, maybe like 4 years, but I would go to, with InfoWars, we'd travel every once in a while up there for a story, and it just wasn't the same. It just wasn't the same. Tragic. Tragic. It used to be a place where you go walk the streets and it was like, wow, this is cool. Now you go out, you walk the streets and you hope you don't get mugged or stabbed or, you know, 10 people trying to sell you crack or cocaine on the street. Rats running around, smells like a dumpster. But hey, the Democrats are in charge and they're out to get Trump. It's So that's what's important. That's what's important is getting Trump in the most corrupt trial. So see, we're not talking about how New York City is falling apart. We're not talking about how corrupt this whole thing is. We're looking at a washed up actor desperate for attention or blackmailed into becoming a Democrat Party campaign propagandist. But there is a story there. It's the rejection of Hollywood. And there's all these other phenomenons that you can observe as well. And while, you know, the dying of the movie theater, it probably has a lot to do with the streaming services that are up nowadays as well. But part of that is the rejection of Hollywood. Part of that is definitely the rejection of Hollywood. The movie industry, the theater industry can make adjustments and survive for sure. But if people are disgusted by Hollywood now, because I mean, it used to be, and I don't know, maybe it was just me and my friends or whatever, but you know, I liked movies. You know, Friday, Saturday night in high school or whatever, or, you know, go out on a date or something, or just go out with your friends on a weeknight. You just go to the theater. You don't even necessarily know what you're going to see. You just knew, well, there'll be something. We'll just pick something. We'll see what's showing and we'll pick something. We'll go out and, you know, we'll just enjoy our night. Nobody does that anymore. It's either a movie that is getting a lot of buzz that you want to go see, but there's no cultural phenomenons that really draw people to a movie. The only thing I could even think of in recent memory, it's kind of crazy this is the case, but I guess it was good marketing, was the Barbie movie. And that actually sold out movie theaters. There'd be a huge line outside, but people don't go to the movie. It's the rejection of Hollywood. There were even other studies done on the streaming services. And I bet you, I mean, I know I fall into this category. I would bet my crew probably does too. And they looked into what people are streaming and they looked into what are the more popular things, what are the shows, what are the trends. And the top trend on all the streaming services is 90s TV and older movies. Totally just dominating. People aren't watching the new movies. People aren't watching the new shows that they just crap out every day. People are watching 90s television and old movies. Those are getting all the top trends on every streaming platform. And so now there's like this battle. And you have like Paramount that kind of got in early and got the rights to a lot of this stuff. And then you got kind of the classic Disney movies that most people watch. They don't even watch the new Disney crap. And it's like that's what's dominating. So it's the rejection of Hollywood. It's, I mean, even this most recent thing, the new Mad Max movie, which is already considered a bust, is a high budget movie. There's just nobody's going to see it. Probably do well when it comes out on streaming, but nobody's going to the theaters. It's so that's what this is. When Robert De Niro goes out to New York City to bash Trump as a Democrat Party activist, and he gets booed out of town. He gets booed out of town. That's the physical manifestation. These people hate you. They don't care about you. They can't relate to you. They don't want to relate to you. And that's why, you know, the few and far between that still have that human touch, you get it every once in a while, like a Mel Gibson pulls over, sees a guy with a flat tire and pulls over and jacks it up and fixes his tire. And by the way, I believe Donald Trump has done that as well. But the rest of this Hollywood trash, like Robert De Niro, would rather just take Democrat Party money, go out there and be a part of the propaganda. Oh, and he, you know, he's anti-gun, but of course he has armed security guards with him. He has armed security guards with him. Isn't that nice? The good news about this is really the whole De Niro thing and bringing up these January 6th propagandists again has totally failed. It failed at the on-scene optics. It failed that it's getting no news coverage aside from the right just, you know, ripping them. Here's some other news, though. Let's move on here. Secret Service met with New York City jail officials to discuss preparation for Trump imprisonment. You know, they have to do this. I wouldn't sit here and say that, oh, this means Trump going to prison is imminent, but it's obviously a potential, and that's why they're having to do this. And they're just saying, well, because it's all speculation. We still don't know what they're going to charge Trump with. So it's all speculation. And they say, well, the speculation is that they can get him on two misdemeanors is the speculation. Is that maybe they can hit him with two misdemeanors. But normally these charges wouldn't even result in much prison time. I mean, maybe a year, maybe two. And then they're saying, well, they might just combine it and just say it's a felony and then put him in jail for life. I mean, that's how crazy this is. According to CBS sources, the United States Secret Service held a meeting with New York City jail officials in preparation for Donald Trump potentially being sentenced to prison in his ongoing criminal trial. Can you imagine? And they say, well, he's facing up to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. No. This is just the theory. This is just the theory that the prosecution is putting out there. But when you have a leftist judge, they go along with it. It's like, wait, why did they say that Alex Jones owed $1.5 trillion? Did you see that? Yeah. They wanted $1.5 trillion from Alex Jones. So, well, how can that be? Because they make up these theories and then they just have this multiplier and they say, well, you committed one crime, but we're going to say that you committed that one crime X amount of times. And so therefore, whatever the penalty for the one crime is, we're going to multiply that by X. And now you owe 1.5. Oh, I'm sorry. It was 2.75 trillion. My bad. Let's not short sell it here. So they're doing the same thing with Trump. What do you mean? 34 felony accounts. You're claiming one hush money payment when there's two legal documents signed by Stormy Daniels saying that it didn't even happen. Doesn't matter. They're saying, well, 34. Yeah, 34 felonies, put him in jail for life. But oh. Well, how do you get a result like that? Well, you buy the judge. That's what you do, and the Democrats have.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
How could any of this be flying in the courtroom right now? Well, because the Democrats bought the judge. That's how. That's how. Speaking of buying, I hope you're buying products from InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes everything we do here possible. And while I might be the one in front of the camera, sitting at the desk, speaking into the microphone, there's a great crew behind me that makes everything I do on air possible and really enhances the shows. And so without them, these shows would not be as good as they are, with all the dynamics and multimedia abilities that we have here. So shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is what makes that possible. And a very popular product that always sells out is back in stock. That's Rebel Zen CBD. Rebel Zen CBD is back in stock and 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I can get into all of the details of the product, the full spectrum 3,000 milligram tincture, or the full spectrum 1000 milligram pain relief salve, highest quality, obviously the highest quality non-GMO made in the USA. But here's what I tell you. For whatever reason, and I see a lot of like-minded people at the gym when I exercise. It's like every day I meet someone new up there, and they talk about how they tune in every day. It's always great to meet you guys. You're so kind. But for whatever reason, and it's a lot of time with veterans too, or people that have old nagging sports injuries, they always want to talk to me about the CBD products. And I guess because they've tried others and they're just not as good, but they always say the same thing. And the problem is this stuff sells out fast, and they'll ask me, it's like, hey, when are you getting the CBD products back? When is that going to be back in stock? I said, well, I don't know. That's not really my department, but hopefully soon. This stuff sells out fast. 4.9 star reviews. It's basically a perfect review. You can go read the reviews for yourself. Maybe we'll read some on the air. And I don't know much. I mean, I know something about CBD products. I know that they're very popular. I hear people talking about them. But what I hear from the people that buy them from InfoWarsStore.com, Rebels and CBD, they say great for pain relief, aching pain relief, joint relief, nagging injury relief. Veterans say that it's great. So I'm just constantly hearing that for whatever reason. People call into the show. They want to talk about Survival Shield X3. They want to talk about Nitric Boost. But when I'm out and exercising at the gym, I'm always hearing about the Rebel Zen CBD products. So you tell me what that's about. Well, go read the reviews for yourself, InfoWarsStore.com. But it's the same formulation. We find a popular product. We go out and find the highest quality of that product and then sell it to you at the lowest price. Rebel Zen CBD, 33% off, back in stock, 33% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So you buy a judge. So you buy a judge. And look, this is public information here. There's nothing theoretical about this. Well, it's going to his daughter, not him. Oh, so that makes it okay. It's all the top Democrats. New York Democrat Congressman and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has sent nearly $1.5 million in payments to the personal home residence of Judge Juan Merchan's daughter, Lauren Merchan, the president of Authentic Campaigns. And Laura Loomer has the receipts, as always. As President Trump's rally in the Bronx, New York is about to take place, Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told Donald Trump to go home and said Trump wasn't popular in the Bronx. But before that, he was paying the judge's daughter almost $1.5 million. Turns out Hakeem Jeffries is a client of Judge Merchan's daughter, Lauren Merchan, and has sent her over $1.4 million to her personal residence. Personal residence. And I don't know if this is her official account, but she has a picture of Trump behind bars. She donates to Act Blue. That's the Democrat Party shell pack. Just fuel themselves with that and all their protests. They're funding the Palestine protests. They fund the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, everything. And then they point the finger at Trump, and they're literally the ones behind it. So she has the receipts. You can go see for yourself. So let's see. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Hakeem Jeffries, Joe Biden. All of these Democrats are in the pocket of Lauren Merchan, the judge's daughter. You know, it's so hard. It really is. It's a hard thing psychologically to even understand any of this. And that's why empathy is in a way kind of a rare trait. I mean, everybody might have some levels of empathy, but I mean, true empathy, because it's hard to understand where somebody comes from psychologically when you've never been there before. You just can't relate to it. These people don't care about the country. They don't care about the future. All they care about is power. And it's driven by a hatred for you. So you say, well, gee, how can they be so obvious? How can this judge have no shame that he won't recuse himself from this case when his daughter is making millions of dollars from the Democrats? Because they don't give a damn about you. They couldn't care less if you know that this whole thing is corrupt. They couldn't care less if you've seen the receipts of the Democrats paying millions of dollars to the judge's daughter. They couldn't care less when he goes a step further and he says, I'm going to gag Donald Trump, which many legal theories are that that's unconstitutional on its face anyway. He doesn't care. These are corrupt people. It's hard to even get into that mindset when you're not that, when you're not somebody that's corrupt like that. They've bought into the corruption, folks. They don't even, it's not something they waver on. It's not something they think about and make a decision like, oh, I don't know. No, they're all in. And because they never get punished, it's like a game. So they never get punished. So why would they stop? These are corrupt people. They've bought into corruption. They've doubled down. They've tripled down. They're not making decisions about, oh, well, I don't know. Should I do this? This might be unethical. You know, this might look bad. They don't give a damn. It is right in your face. It is right in your face. Now, even the judges donating to Democrats. I mean, you start to nip and tuck when you talk about, well, when does a judge decide to recuse himself? Donating to a political party? Well, I don't know. Your daughter making millions of dollars from a political party that's going after their political opposition? Now, yeah, that's definitely enough. A campaign contribution, a little contribution from a judge, you know, maybe not. Your daughter making millions, though? In the midst of all this? Yeah, definitely. They don't care. Democrat clients of daughter of New York Judge Merchan in Trump hush money trial raised $93 million on the case. See, that's what I'm saying. These people are corrupt. When the carjacker goes out to steal a car and they get in there and they hotwire it and they're about to take off, do you think they're thinking, oh, I don't know if I should do this? When the violent criminal takes the gun to the clerk's head to rob the cash register, do you think he's sitting there like, you know what, never mind, I don't want to do this. No, they're committed to this. They're all in on this, and nobody's stopping them. So it doesn't matter if it's street crime and you let it go on, you let street crime happen, it gets worse. Political crime, same deal. Right, $93 million she's raised. Just the Democrats just flooding her coffers. Oh, that's not suspicious. Oh, hey, why should I donate to your campaign? Why should I donate to your Authentic Campaigns group? Because my judge is going to get Donald Trump. My daddy judge is going to get Donald Trump for you. Oh, wow. Well, how soon can I cut a check? Judge in Trump's hush money trial got caution from state ethics panel over small donations to left-wing groups. There has never been a more conflicted judge than this one. They don't care. The Democrat Party is a gangster mafia. It's the biggest criminal enterprise probably in the history of the United States of America. Yeah, definitely.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're monitoring the situation in New York City. I don't think anything is broke yet. But it's just the whole thing is a clown show. I think it's more about embarrassing Trump. I don't even know if they care about charges sticking or not. They don't even know what charges. Is this live, guys? So this is live outside of the courtroom. So it looks like the reporters are exiting, so we might have a statement from Trump soon. We might have some news for you soon. This is a live shot from outside the courtroom right now. Is that Lawrence O'Donnell? My God. Lawrence O'Donnell, Giuliani in there. Yeah, a bunch of Caitlin Collins is in there. They got all the big guns out. They got all the big guns out there. So I'm sure we'll have an update for you here in this hour, likely in this hour, on the situation in New York City in the case. But they forced Trump, they forced Trump's defense to make their final statements without even letting them know what he's charged with. So good luck with that. You know, never seen before, never heard of before, just totally outrageous. But it's the biggest criminal enterprise, the biggest gangster mafia in the history of the United States of America. It's the Democrat Party. Just ask the judge's daughter. It pays very well, very handsomely. All right, now the case in Florida is falling apart. Judge Eileen Cannon continuing to have to scold Jack Smith, this deranged psychotic, apparently just blowing up in the courtroom, and now she's threatening him to be removed and telling him to calm down and threatening him with sanctions as well. So basically this guy, he went all in on this. And who knows what's going on behind the scenes? I mean, really, you don't want to let your imagination run wild here on the air, but I mean, you can imagine what's going on behind the scenes. Why is Jack Smith so desperate to get Trump? Is it about climbing the ladder of the Democrat Party mafia? Is it, if he doesn't get Trump, he's going to be in big trouble? Why is he so deranged in his presentations? And the judge having to shout him down and threatened to remove him from the case because of everything he's been engaged in. I do have some other Trump news here. I don't know if I can squeeze it all in now. We'll try. Trump says he'll consider prosecuting Fauci and pardoning Julian Assange if elected in 2024. I got to be honest. I don't believe him. Just going to tell you. I don't believe that is true. I don't think he will. Others are saying, oh, that means he will. That means he will. Well, I hope I'm wrong. He didn't do it the first time. And he tells Tim Pool, he got an interview with Tim Pool. And he tells Tim, he says, oh, well, you know, Fauci was more Biden's guy. What? What? That's a shame. Trump says Fauci was Biden's guy. Bro, you were doing joint press conferences with Fauci like every day. Fauci like had your nuts in a vice. What do you mean that was Fauci's Biden's guy? Give me a break. And you're still defending the vaccine. So this one, I don't know. Maybe I should give a little more context to this in fairness. Maybe I should provide a little more context to all of this, but please. You brought Fauci up and had him on the podium doing the press conferences every day, not Joe Biden.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I want him found. Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Yes, sir.
Well, what? Man up and vanished like a fart in the wind. Nothing left but damn rocks on the windowsill and that cupcake on the wall.
What's saying there, Fuzzy Bridges?
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy! And everyone's in on it!
Unveiling the truth behind the globalist curtain, welcome to the War Room.
Trump says he'll consider prosecuting Fauci and pardoning Julian Assange if elected in 2024. Quite frankly, I don't put too much faith into that. I think Trump's playing politics and reaching for kind of the, maybe you might call it the libertarian vote with that. By the way, you know, the libertarians nominating, what was the guy's name? I always forget. Oliver, Grace Oliver. That's how irrelevant he is. Can't even remember the guy's name. But it's kind of like RFK Jr. putting out the pro-Harvey Milk post the other day. And now Oliver Grace or Grace Oliver, whatever his name is, him getting the Libertarian nominee, he's a far leftist too. So really, that hurts the Democrats. Trump supporters aren't going to vote for Grace Oliver. And the more Kennedy goes to the left, they're not going to vote for Kennedy either. Or maybe someone that's maybe on the fence with Trump or, you know, maybe not like Trump, but they'll go vote for Trump. So that's really just good news for Trump politically. And there he is out there celebrating the drag queen story time. But Trump saying he'd pardon Assange, I just don't know if I believe it. And then blaming Biden for the rise of Fauci. I mean, that's just totally inaccurate. That's just nowhere near honest. But I get it. He's running for re-election. And, you know, there's some other things going on behind the scene. I probably just shouldn't even say, but maybe I should for full transparency. But I'll just put it like this. I don't think, I don't think Trump is in charge of everything. Let me just be perfectly clear. I don't think Trump is in charge of everything. He's got a lot of people working his campaign. He's obviously very busy dealing with the court situation and everything else. So a lot of his people are making a lot of decisions for him behind the scenes that he might not even know about. But I guess I'll just put it like this. I don't expect Trump to be going on InfoWars anytime soon. I guess I'll just leave it at that. Well, what do you mean? The crew is in my ear. I mean, you want me to tell you what's really going on? I'm trying not to tell you what's really going on there. I'd love to see it, but again, like I said, I think there's other people kind of making decisions there. I'm just going to leave it at that for now. I've probably already said too much. But here's the headline from the New York Post. Fauci and company need to pay a price for funding Wuhan lab research and trying to cover it up. So that's the problem, is that Trump realizes that Fauci was the bad guy. He realizes that bringing Fauci up is an embarrassment, really. So him trying to blame Biden, whatever, I don't care. Try to blame it on Biden. Obviously, I know better. It's not going to change my vote. But it's just not accurate. But okay, I mean, at least maybe he's finally seeing the tea leaves. Like, yeah, Fauci, what is a disaster? And he just, it's like, sometimes he has to go with his gut instead of taking advice. I mean, I get it. I can't even imagine trying to be the president and make every decision. You have to rely on people. But yeah, Fauci was a bad guy. A bad guy. And a lot of the policies that he probably tricked you into, coerced you into, were also really bad. And you went against your gut in the beginning. And that's fine. But I don't know. Are you fooling anybody by blaming the rise of Fauci on Joe Biden? Did you read the New York Post headline and see Rand Paul and others saying Fauci needs to be prosecuted? Long overdue. And then he's going after Bob Good, the chair of the Freedom Caucus, campaigning for his challenger. Bob Good is bad for Virginia and bad for the USA. He turned his back on our incredible movement and was constantly attacking and fighting me until recently, when he gave me a warm and loving endorsement. But really, it was too late. The damage had been done. I just want to make America great again. And the person that can most help me do that is Navy SEAL and highly respected state legislator John McGuire, a true American hero. John, who fought the cartels on the front line and then came home and fought the drug dealers in Virginia, will always put America first. I had the safest border in history, built hundreds of miles of wall, and then crooked Joe Biden came along and ruined it. John and I will correct this situation and fast, strong on crime, protect our military and veterans, always defend our undersea Second Amendment. Oh, like you did? John McGuire has my complete and total endorsement. So Trump's playing politics. It kind of makes me sick. I get it. But people are confused why this is going on, because this was Bob Good just a week ago outside of the courthouse, outside of the Trump case in clip one.
President Trump, this is lawfare, again, to try to steal or to rig an election. You got a corrupt prosecutor, you got a corrupt star witness, you got a corrupt judge whose daughter is one of the leading fundraisers for the Democrat Party, having raised some $100 million. That's the judge's daughter. This is a crooked sham trial to try to hurt the nominee who's going to be the president of the United States, whether or not they like it or whether or not they want that to happen. President Trump is going to be reelected. I'll turn it back to Matt Gaetz to manage this time.
Now, Bob Good, again, chair of the Freedom Caucus. Pretty good voting record as far as, conservative vote is concerned. There seems to be maybe a little vindictiveness. There was some, and I had to kind of dig in to find this, but there was some spats, if you will, between Bob Good's campaign and the Trump campaign, where he would show up for some Trump events and basically try to use that to fundraise, or then he would use Trump's image to do fundraisers on the internet. And there was even an instance where this happened at a Trump event, and I guess it was Trump campaign workers basically stood up and said, "You're not welcome here. You're trying to fundraise off of us. You can't do that." So it looks like this is a little bit of some personal beef coming into the political arena here. Maybe they're both probably good. But I think that that's why Trump came out against Bob Good. It looks like some personal beef being released in that situation. So that's what you got. All right. I want to put a buffer here in between this and getting into the next big stories, because You've got the World Health Pandemic Treaty has failed. And then you've got the United States and the UK hinting at forced military service, both important developments there. And so I kind of want to get into that, but let's just have a brief buffer here. Let's go to a special report that you can find at band.video. And when we come back from this, I'm going to get into these other big news stories. Guys, go ahead and play The Satanic Interdimensional Overthrow Explained.
It is an aliens from a distant star system coming here and taking us over. It's the scientist. And you've got to hand it to them. I mean, they came up with the internet plan in the 50s, the intergalactic communication system, and they described when they declassified it in 61, the whole plan. This is the Borg. This is, you will assimilate. Resistance is futile. You will be absorbed.
Why do you resist? We only wish to raise quality of life for all species. I like my species the way it is.
So you have to understand, the aliens are here, and it's a spiritual infestation of humans to then go out and wage war against not just other humans, but all life on Earth built by God. This is a war against God's creation, and you can pretend that's not what it is. You can go along with the system and think you're going to work in the system and, you know, be powerful and rule people. The only rebellion Satan could engage in would be to go against God. Not to try to be God, but to be the anti-God. And they are establishing a system with unlimited finance to dismantle everything wholesome and everything good and replace it with a nightmare system where they are promised eternal life in the silicon if they will destroy the third dimension. And because life came out of God's third dimension, they intend to overthrow the third dimension. Interdimensional overthrow. And the creating of cyberspace, metaverse, hell, where the metaverse swallows reality. The energy force coming out of it is the lowest resonance that can even be imagined. You can't even imagine it. So when you see the globalists, you are seeing captured souls that by exercise of ritual in the real world, carrying out crimes against God, crimes against humanity, God's creation, have separated themselves by choice so that they can receive the satanic transmission to carry out their God's directives. The system wants to make people desperate. They want to put VR goggles on children at birth. They want to chemically damage them and attack their DNA transceiver capability, which is now mainline science. That's what it is, to cut you off from the space winds, from the magnetic forces, from the ether that the Holy Spirit transmits through, so they can be so isolated. And then by increment, sin, which means going against God's program, to be prepared at an industrial scale to lose their soul to the black hole. The entering hell and the black hole is a spinning centrifuge, top and bottom. And then when you enter in to that gate, you then go into the new dimension created by Satan via his free will, and you are now in that domain. And so everything going on the third dimension is a staging ground to prepare you to be sent to that place. And you do not want to go there, and you do not want to see it. But from the bottom of my heart, I want you to know God loves you, and a lot of you are listening that are Satanists and serve the devil, and you know that you are slaves, and you know that what you were promised you've not been given, and you know that the more you go along with this, the more lonely and betrayed you are. And if you have any desire to know God, all you have to do is reach out to Christ and say, Christ, come into me, cover me with the blood, help me be a good person. I ask via free will for you to save me. I can't do it. I know that you are everything. Please, please protect me and sanctify me and purify me, and I will pick up the cross and I will follow you, and I will be persecuted by this world, but that is my choice and I take it willingly.
All right, back here live in studio. I want to get to two other big news stories, and they're kind of not getting much attention. across the media landscape, but I guess that's why InfoWars is here, to bring attention to these stories that have real importance, but most people can't see how important they are. I don't know what the analogy would be, but it's like not knowing a precious artifact or something at a garage sale, or like, you know, these that show that was like Pickers, and they go and they find like these precious things. Nobody knows they're precious, and they buy them for cheap, and then they can resell them for a bunch of money. So that's like, that's kind of what we do sometimes here. And the two stories I'm talking about, World Health Organization pandemic talks end without a deal. Governments to decide next steps. Well, they can't just put it away. They'll come back. The World Health Organization's failure to reach a pandemic agreement underscores a global health divide. Well, people know what a disaster your first run of this was with the COVID pandemic, and they're just not buying it anymore. And their citizens don't want anything to do with it anymore. And so it's just, it's a toxic political issue even. And the World Health Organization really has no true powers diplomatically other than just through fiat. Nobody elects these people. They try to write laws in America that give our sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. But there's no actual genuine assertive force there. It's just all by fiat. World Health Assembly hopes to reinforce pandemic preparedness after bold treaty project stalls. World Health Chief Tedros confident of eventual pandemic treaty deal. So the danger is that, you know, if there are any good new shows that I've seen anywhere, I mean, there's some good, there's actually, they do have some good writers over at the Amazon Prime Video, because they're able to like tie some political issues that aren't really left or right, just kind of more overarching umbrella issues. And there's a phenomenon in the new series they have called Fallout. And, you know, if you're trying to watch it, I guess, spoiler alert here, but it's not really. But the point is there's a part of the plot where this company that's invested in nuclear fallout shelters, nuclear disaster preparedness, and nuclear disaster. I mean, they're all in on the nuclear disaster market. And so obviously they've got power in D.C. and lobbying and everything else. And so there's a conflict where they don't want there to be a worldwide peace treaty, because that would hurt their bottom line. And so basically this company that's all in for nuclear war wants there to be a nuclear war. And then they have all these other ways to kind of conquer the planet over it and take control over everything. And so that's a real political phenomenon. Now, why am I talking about that as an analogy? Because if you're the World Health Organization and you're committed, oh, call it a global pandemic treaty, it doesn't matter. You want global government power. You want to establish a medical tyranny over the planet. You're not elected, but you need your global pandemic treaty, quote unquote. And so it fails. Well, you have a vested interest now. So what do? You call up one of your friends at a biolab. You call up Anthony Fauci. You call up EcoHealth Alliance. You release a virus. You do a scare. What do you do now? What do you do to panic the planet and get new negotiations for a global pandemic treaty? Oh, see, I told you so. Now, I don't think they do this before the presidential election. That's my measurement. Some people disagree. I don't think they can do this ahead of the election, because it's going to look bad on Joe Biden. The only course would be if you do pull off a pandemic or something, then you just cancel the elections. But even that, I think, is too bold for them right now. I think they'd rather take the loss, deal with it for 4 years, and then come back in 2028 and then start to really dig into the stuff like this. So when I see this, oh, we still need to get the World Health Organization Global Pandemic Treaty. We still need to establish this global health governance, this medical tyranny on the planet. We still got to do it. To me, that's like, okay, so now you're scheming on what you can do to say, see, we told you so. See? So that's one big development. But I guess the good news of that is, yeah, the world has rejected your medical tyranny. The world has rejected your global government. We don't want it. And so now you basically are probably going to have to commit a terror act, a bioterror act, to bring us back under your control. So good news is we reject them. Bad news is these are terrorists, and who knows what they'll do next. Then you had, and this story, we already covered it this week, all over the news, House passes the military conscription bill, or you know, basically like the next step is just straight up draft, a military draft for men aged 18 to 26. And now this is going on in the UK. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak eyes national service. What is it and which countries have it? Conservatives plan to bring up mandatory national service. Now, here's what they're saying, and what is probably more likely, given all the other circumstances. They're saying, well, this isn't about the military. You could do military service. It's part of the options, but this is not saying that you have to join the military. They're saying you have to do national service. So like rebuild infrastructure or environmental service, you know, community service, whatever. And then they have the guy who's kind of behind pushing it. That's not really Sunak. I mean, he's supporting it as the prime minister, but it's Home Secretary James Cleverly. And they're basically saying they can't really force it. It's more of like a cultural thing we're trying to do to get people involved. And he argues, and here's the funnier thing about this that I'll get to in a second, but he's arguing that this is a cultural thing because we need young citizens of the UK to expand their horizons, get out of their bubbles, get off of social media, leave their local towns. I guess nobody travels in the UK. They never leave their local towns is what he's saying. And so we need to find ways to get people from all over the UK to mingle and different classes to mingle and backgrounds and everybody to mingle and meet each other and get out of their bubbles and their social media and get into the real world. Now you can believe that or not. I don't think it's a coincidence that you've got these geopolitical tensions rising. You have the multiple Western countries looking at draft type scenarios. Same thing is going on in Ukraine, by the way. I've got some clips of that we'll show you when we come back. They're forcing men into service in Ukraine, but that's been going on. But it's crazy. What's crazy is you're going to be looking at a potential situation where the American left is now, and it'll be the European left potentially too, are supporting military drafts. And it's going to be the same way they roll all this out. They're not thinking that this is a military draft. They're going to think, oh, this is community service. This is environmentalism. Kind of like with the vaccine. Oh, safe and effective. Oh, yeah, you were lied to. It's going to be the same thing. And they're going to say, oh, no, you're just doing community service and national service, and you're going to go on a trip, and you're going to get on a plane, and you're going to do environmentalism. And then it's, oh, so here's a gun, you're going to war.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalists, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
By the way, we predicted this. Not quite happening in the United States yet, but they'll figure out a way. Trudeau gave 5,000 visas to Palestinian refugees for resettlement in Canada. This whole thing is so crazy, man. This whole thing is so crazy. And now you've got other, even members of Congress that are totally bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby, which is about 2-to-1 Democrats. You know, people say, oh, the Republicans are owned by the Israeli lobby. Well, they do seem to be more loyal to it, but if you actually look at the numbers, the Democrats get more money from AIPAC and the Israeli lobby than Republicans do, and it's about 2 times as many Democrats getting that money than Republicans. So the Republicans really just kind of buy into this loyalty factor more than anything. But now you even have members of Congress on the Democrat side that have received a lot of money from AIPAC, and they're saying, okay, this last Israeli strike killing 45 people in Rafah, it's too much. We have to cut the funding. This is enough. This is insane. So the next step, because Israel's not going to stop, by the way, anybody who knows the situation there knew that from day one, what was going on. I mean, we literally predicted that day one right here on this show. That, okay, the next is Israel's going to move in to the Gaza Strip, take the whole thing, kill as many people as it takes, and that's it. And they'll be resettled in the West. And so now it's happening. So now they're going to come out and you'll probably have, it'll mostly be the Democrats. The Republicans are too scared to shake a finger at Israel for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe Epstein is still alive, but it's going to be okay. The Palestinians have to go somewhere. And where do you think they're going to go? 5,000 to Canada? 5,000? There's probably about 700,000 that are homeless and displaced now. Oh, this is hilarious. They just published this. Hot off the presses. White House signals Rafah strike doesn't cross red line. Well, that's hilarious because Biden said that that literally was the red line. And so, but there is no red line. Israel does whatever the hell it wants. They're taking the Gaza Strip. It's over. It's done. They've leveled most of it. They're taking it over. They're conquering it. Whatever happens to the Palestinians, Israel couldn't care less. It's collateral damage. Israel doesn't even care. The state of Israel doesn't even care what happens to its own citizens. They hit them with the vaccine. They go and brutalize them during religious ceremonies. They stood down on October 7th to give themselves the excuse to go in there and conquer the land. I mean, the state of Israel is truly evil. I think anybody who's being a fair, neutral observer without being blinded or propagandized or brainwashed at this point just has to admit the state of Israel is totally evil.
Oh, you're an anti-Semite.
No, I'm not. It's not anti-Semitic at all. And by the way, what's happening now is this whole anti-Semite card that, boom, it's kind of like the race card, but it's maybe a notch above. It might be a notch above the race card, but it's the anti-Semite card. It ain't working anymore. You've called everyone and their mom an anti-Semite that's just anti-war or just does honest reporting or asks questions, and you just say, anti-Semite, I defeat you. You don't, no, you don't. So it doesn't work anymore. Your whole anti, so if there are any real anti-Semites, guess what? Now you can't even use it on them because you've overplayed your hand. So anti-Semite card discarded into the discard pile, doesn't work anymore. But the point is, where are all these Palestinians going to go? Oh, 5,000 to Canada? That's just the beginning. Get ready, Europe. Get ready, America. Get ready, Canada. And then the pier that they build for $320 million just falls apart, and they're like, oops. And then, oh, there goes the pier sinking into the ocean. There goes the aid. Whoops. Oops. See, I'm not anti-American because I criticize the American government, because I criticize Joe Biden. I'm not anti-Semitic because I criticize Israel, which is just so over the top, the state of Israel evil right now, that anybody defending it is just out of their minds. But that's what I'm saying. It's getting so bad that this worm is going to turn. It's getting so bad that this worm is going to turn, but then they're just going to say, well, we just have to take in the Palestinians. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, oops, the strikes in Rafah killed 45 innocent people. Oh, just a mistake. Don't worry, it was just a mistake. Bull crap, it was a mistake. What do you mean it was a mistake? You knew exactly what you were doing. They say, well, we killed some Hamas leadership. Whatever that means anymore. And then you have Elizabeth Warren. They know the temperature is changing on this issue, folks. Israel has gone above and beyond. And at this point, the most sane people view Israel as the most evil state. I mean, they're up. I mean, it's sad to say, folks. I mean, they want you to sit here and think, oh, Russia this or whatever. I mean, the United States of America government is disgustingly evil, and so is Israel. That's not an endorsement of any other government. That's what I have to deal with. That's what I'm dealing with. We have to get our house in order before we're going to point the finger anywhere else. We've got our own corruption. We've got our own bloodthirsty government here. They have their own bloodthirsty government in Israel. Elizabeth Warren, the Israeli bombing of a refugee camp inside a designated safe zone is horrific. Israel has a duty to protect innocent civilians and Palestinians seeking shelter in Rafah with nowhere else to go. Netanyahu's assault of Rafah must stop. We need an immediate ceasefire. That's funny because Elizabeth Warren voted for the funding to Israel. Elizabeth Warren voted for the bombs to go to Israel that are now killing innocent people, thousands, tens of thousands of them, including children. So for Elizabeth Warren to sit here and say, oh, Thomas Massie, one of the ones that didn't vote for that bill, you may remember that. Oh, no, Elizabeth Warren is saying that she's against the Israeli bombing. You voted for it. So the blood is on your hands. And then there's Nikki Haley. Has a more disgusting wench ever existed in politics, except maybe Hillary Clinton? She's in Israel signing bombs. You want to talk about disgusting. You want to talk about despicable. Why don't you strap yourself to one of those bombs, bitch? She's signing bombs that are going to be dropped on people and probably kill innocent women and children, given the odds. And she's over there in Israel signing them with the quote, "Finish them. America loves Israel always. Nikki Haley." That is one of the most disgusting things you're ever going to see. I mean, talk about cringe. Talk about bloodthirsty warmongers. Nikki Haley is a sick, psychotic freak. Hey, you want to support Israel? Fine. You want to be all in for Israel? Fine. It's your political stance? Whatever. To sign a bomb that says finish them, that is likely going to kill innocent women and children, is next level psychotic. But she looks the part, doesn't she? Oh, yeah. Of course, we all know Nikki Haley has gotten millions of dollars from the Israeli lobby. Of course she has. Oh, she's a Christian. Give me a break. You're a psychotic whore. This woman should never be allowed anywhere near political power of any form, of any sort, ever again. If you're so out of touch and you're such a psychotic whore and thirsty for blood that you sign a bomb that's going to be used to kill people, a rubber room and a straitjacket is probably where you need to be.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now, at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
I don't know that they have proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald, that even if you believe the prosecution's theory of the case, that Michael Cohen was doing this and Alan Weisselberg was doing that and McConaughey was doing this and all these people were doing all this stuff, I don't know that they've proven that Donald Trump knew.
They have not.
Yeah.
They absolutely have not.
I don't know that they've proven that Donald Trump knew.
They have not.
I don't know that they've proven that Donald Trump knew.
They have not.
We like to troll. We do a little trolling. It's called We Do a Little Trolling.
You know, we gotta, like, try to think of something different. Because what we're doing is really, really not working.
Yeah, you got a problem there. I'll tell you. You know, the whole liberals have lost their minds realization is kind of like old hat, really. But every time you kind of re-examine, reinvestigate the state of the American liberal mind, you realize, my God, you still are just lost in la la land. You're still lost in a world that doesn't exist. Nobody should ever take them seriously again. They should never be near any political power again, or really any position of power or influence. From a teacher to a judge to a politician, they shouldn't be anywhere near any of it, really. Be a lot better off. We'd be a lot better off. All right. We got a guest coming up, Craig Sawyer, with some big news. I still haven't even shown you what's going on in Ukraine. Nothing, as far as I know, out of the Trump courtroom. The judge did say earlier that they might have to go late. So, I mean, they're well past 5 o'clock now. So I guess they are going to be going late tonight. Everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And you see, you got all these countries gearing up for potential conscription, or they're talking about a military draft. I mean, let's hope it's not necessary, but you'd rather have storable foods for anything, whether it's a weather catastrophe. Just in Texas this week, there were huge tornadoes, lots of casualties, unfortunately. Big tornadoes, whole towns ripped apart. And so you'd like to have some storable food when the grocery stores are closed or inoperable. You'd like to have some emergency preparedness goods like storable food or even a water filter. And so these emergency supplies are available at InfoWarsStore.com. We currently have a 10% off special on all emergency food supplies and water filters. The 1-year food supply all the way down to the 4-week food supply. It's all 10% off. Plus the water filtration system is also 10% off, and it's gravity fed. It doesn't need electricity to filter the water. It's gravity fed. So if your electricity is out and in the time of an emergency, you can still have filtered water with the water filtration systems that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. So the water filtration, emergency food supplies, all 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Now in Ukraine, they already have the draft. They already have the military conscription, and it's not going well. And I guess what's happening now, and, you know, anything that comes out of that area, it's hard to get a read on because of the language barriers and, you know, who knows how many filters it goes through before it reaches you here, just as far as context is concerned. But I do know some people that can translate it, and they say, well, yeah, that's what it appears to be, is that because the Ukrainian military is so depleted and Russia has now taken so much of the ground in the east, and they basically, the military's been going out to these rural areas to basically force men into service. And it's not really working. Their fighting force is not very good. There's no will to fight, but that's what they've been forced to do because it's all about protecting the Kiev regime so that they don't get hit by the war. And then that's how Zelensky stays in power. That's how the oligarchs stay in power. And that's how they continue to launder their money. As long as they can keep the war out of Kiev, as long as they can keep the nightclubs open and the bars open and everything else is good in Kiev, then they can keep the war going and the Kiev regime continues the money laundering and working for the West and the CIA and the Pentagon and Victoria Nuland and everything else. So that's kind of been the formula to keep this thing going. Well, they've ran out of the men to serve in the rural areas. They're gone. They've either been kidnapped by Russia or they've fled the country or they've died in the war. So it looks like they're now having to go into Kiev and force these young men into service, and it's not going well. There's fighting going on. They're pushing back. They're rejecting it because the understanding was, look, we'll keep Zelensky in power. We won't raise a fuss. We'll support your war against Russia. Just keep it out of Kiev. Just keep Kiev going. Keep us safe. Don't get us involved. Let the poor people out in the country and the farmers and everybody else, let them fight our war. We're not, you just leave us out of it. Well, now they're having to go into Kiev. And so there's a fight every time they try to go take these young men into the military. And so guys, give me clips 5 and 6 here. So fights are breaking out on the streets when they're trying to get these men to serve in the military. They go have to search them out. Now, again, it's hard to know the context of all of this, but there's other videos too where you can see them trying to pull them into military vans, going into their houses and dragging them out, kicking and screaming. But the point is that they've run out of men to force into service in the country, and now it appears they're having to go into the metropolitan areas in Kiev. And so this is just a disaster. Keep in mind the backdrop here. Zelensky is currently a dictator. So you got Robert De Niro and the Democrats. Oh, Trump's not going to leave. Trump's going to be a dictator. But we got to fight for democracy in Ukraine. They canceled elections. They were in emergency order martial law. The emergency order martial law has also expired. So there's no elections. There's no legal president in Ukraine. So what does that make Zelensky? A dictator? What has that made Zelensky now? Oh, you're fighting for democracy in Ukraine. They force him into military service. They give up. They flee the country. They die. No matter how much money you send over there, nothing changes. They have to go train. It takes months. I mean, really, it would take years to go train with NATO or American troops on how to even use the weapons. So you can't even get them in the field in time. And then they cancel the elections and Zelensky just stays in power. So he's basically a dictator. And then you get told you have to fund it to protect democracy in Ukraine. And you get told, oh, Trump's bad. He'll never leave office, even though he did. But then you support the Zelensky regime, which never left office and is totally illegitimate and illegal. But see, all of this military conscription, all this forced military, basically a draft going on, it makes you wonder, are they really gearing up for a war? I'd like to think that even the psychotic elites, even the eugenicists that run this planet, you know, I'd like to think that don't they like the surface of the earth? I mean, would they really sacrifice their own lives at hopes they can call the planet? Because I get it. I get their mindset. I disagree with it. The surface of the earth. Humans have basically, I mean, right now what? Live on like 5% of the earth's surface? So there's no overpopulation problem. Now, if I don't even know, I mean, the population is growing, not really in America, but in Asia. So you could say if you did the numbers and they run these numbers and they say, well, gee, you know, in the year 2500, the Earth's population could be 50 billion, or in the year 3000, the Earth's population could be 100 billion, and then it would be unsustainable. So not even thinking about potential innovation, not even thinking about what that would be, and they just say, oh, well, that's unsustainable. So we have to call the population now before there's 100 billion people in the year 3000. And they've just decided that they're going to do this. So is that why they want a war? But would they really sacrifice the surface of the earth for this crazed eugenics program? Because there's nothing going to be there for them either. Oh, they really want to go hide in a bunker? Or are they going to try to have some, like, kinetic warfare and kill 100,000 Ukrainians, but it's going to be all these different countries? It's psychotic, but it's building up.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us.
by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, you want to climb the ladder these days in Hollywood, or, you know, get big endorsement deals, or into the movies, or get your musics to be the theme songs for shows. You gotta do a humiliation ritual. You gotta make a sacrifice. And NBA, I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame yet. I'm sure he will be someday. Dwayne Wade and his wife, Gabrielle Union, have decided to trans their child. And so this process began long ago. And here they are promoting this ideology, promoting this lifestyle to the youth. Dwayne Wade right there supporting his son becoming a woman. I mean, this is like ritualistic humiliation and sacrifice. Here it is in clip 7.
I'm Dwayne Wade.
And I'm Zaya Wade. And yeah, welcome to Translatable. Translatable aims to serve as a community safe space for youth to express themselves through a number of creative outlets. Here at Translatable, we focus on communities of color, center the most marginalized, and emphasize
castrate young black men,
parents and family.
Translatable is also a resource hub for parents, families, and support system of the LGBTQIA+ youth. For our family, we were blessed to have a community of
supporters. Pause it right here.
And knowledgeable.
So you'll come out and hear from General Milley and all these other people in the Biden administration about white supremacy, white supremacy. Here's a black man trying to influence black culture and young black men to castrate themselves. Is Dwayne Wade white? Are the white liberals behind him pulling the strings? Why would Dwayne Wade promote young black men to castrate themselves? Continue.
Who could swiftly arm us with the tools we needed to support Zaya in her journey. We recognize the lack of digestible and relatable information available to youth and families, especially communities of color. And to this day, we are still learning. I'm so very proud
again
of the daughter I've had the opportunity to raise. She has been my biggest educator and inspiration of what it means to be true to you. That's why it's so important to create a collaborative space for the community to participate in the conversation and express themselves freely.
Now let's have some fun. Over the next few months, we'll be rolling out content, resource guides, and interactive features where we can hear from you.
We want to emphasize that the learning never stops. You can expect to see ever-evolving content and resources that keep you up to date on Translatable.
So make sure to sign up for email updates. We're just getting started.
So now they're promoting, I guess it's an app or a service on how to castrate your young black son. I mean, I'm not the one making this about race. Dwayne Wade is. So where is the pro-black community standing up and saying, why is Dwayne Wade promoting young black men to be castrated? By the way, Dwayne Wade is like 6'4" or something. So his son that they transitioned into a woman, a fake woman, has to be about 6 foot. Could make a great WNBA player someday, but I guess she's going a different direction. So see, the whole thing is propaganda. Oh, Dwayne Wade takes his son in what would appear to be a humiliation ritual, a sacrifice ritual. I think that's his firstborn son. And transes the kid. And then, oh, look, Dwayne and his wife are getting all these corporate sponsorships and all these deals. And oh, now look, oh, his son has an app for trans teenagers and black people. I mean, give me a break. I mean, for all the things LeBron James, you can complain about LeBron James for, you know, at least he's raising his sons to be men. At least he's not putting his son in wigs and chopping off their balls. So, okay, that's the serious nature of it. You want to make a joke, 6 foot Dwayne Wade's son, 6 foot tall, pretending to be a woman, should probably join the WNBA. I mean, that's when this is going to get real interesting. Because of it, this is just ridiculous. So, I mean, eventually you're going to have a dude that wants to play basketball and is just going to say, I'm a woman now. Be like 6 foot seven dude, athletic, and it's just going to dominate the WNBA. And then you're going to start having real discussions, probably.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
We are getting crushed in the housing market. We are getting crushed in the automobile market. We are getting crushed in our grocery bills. They're sitting here attacking you, attacking your economy, attacking your culture, attacking your borders. And then they say you're inhumane. War.
Joining me now is Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child Rescue, and he's done so much work at the border, other operations, trying to stop the child trafficking, kidnapping that goes on at the border, and even just here domestically. Unfortunately, it filters in. And so he's got a lot of experience with this. They've nabbed a lot of predators as well. And he joins me now because there was just a crazy story that I want to bring to the air here and try to understand. He's done a breakdown of his own. They're busting a pedophile when a news reporter steps in a very odd exchange, appearing to try to stop the arrest. And so Craig Sawyer joins me now. Craig, you and your group have busted a lot of predators. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, Owen, after this incident, I talked to some other reporters that I know, and I said, have you ever seen anything like this? Do you guys ever do this kind of thing? Go after law enforcement and try to literally take law enforcement's badge and gun from them in a legal process because you think that because they're arresting pedophiles, they must be a conspiracy theorist and therefore crazy because in your mind, child trafficking is just a conspiracy theory. And none of them said that they've ever done that. They're like, Craig, we stay away from that kind of interaction. There are lanes. Like, first of all, we have freedom of speech, but why would a news reporter ever go after a law enforcement official and try to take his badge and stop him from doing his job unless he's getting close to a criminal network that he needs to protect? It's just an odd situation, Owen. It's strange. We're scratching our heads asking why.
So lay out some of the details here. How you get this predator to be caught, and then the situation that ends up with law enforcement being scrutinized.
Well, we ran a joint sting operation near Nashville recently with the local law enforcement police department, and in that we had a lot of people working very hard. We ended up with over 70 warrants. And I asked them, how many of these 70 are you going to be able to get to? And they said, our evidence is so strong, we're going to serve every single one of them. Well, after the first physical arrest, is when all this craziness happened with the news reporter. And the guy's name is Phil Williams with Channel 5 out of Nashville. And so Phil Williams apparently tried to jump out of a vehicle and do an ambush style report and jam a microphone and, assistant police chief Sean Taylor's face and start asking him a bunch of questions about his life, you know, previous things like you would, or like they do now in politics, you know, nasty kind of things. Is it true? You used to, you know, whatever, when you were younger, whatever they can do. So he's trying to ask him that kind of thing. And Sean Taylor just turned and, to my knowledge, asked him, well, hey, is this about your affiliation with the Catalano crime family and why you changed your name or you don't talk about that association with your family? And I guess the reporter didn't know that the assistant chief had been researching and knew about that crime family connection. And I think the reporter backed out of that. And I think he bleeped that out of his own segment on Channel 5 there. And it started from there. So it started with an ambush. And then I guess he couldn't get any joy there, the reporter. And then he moved to trying to hold some sort of legal hearing where this assistant chief is made to account for his sanity in front of some sort of governing body where, hey, if you're arresting pedophiles, that you must be a child, you must be a conspiracy theorist because child trafficking is just a conspiracy theory. And it's just that strange. So we happen to know through our investigations and other people's investigations, there's a lot that's connected through, news outlets there in Nashville. There's another one at Channel 4 and Aaron Solomon, another reporter, his son, Grant Solomon, had a very highly suspicious accidental murder or accidental death, which most people around there feel like is a murder. And I've listened to the 911 tapes and looked at a lot of the evidence. And to me, it looks like a murder. Absolutely. And they believe that Aaron Solomon, his father, did it and that he's very well connected apparently there. And it's all covered up. Well, the people are outraged there. They're calling for further investigation and justice for young Grant, because he was only 18 when he was murdered. So I don't know if these guys are connected, but that crime ring that runs children and narcotics and money laundering there around Nashville, apparently pretty active and very defensive. And so it begs the question, well, why would a reporter just seemingly come out of nowhere and so desperately show such desperate and such aggression and such hostility at attacking an assistant police chief who's just doing his duty? I mean, that's really the bizarre nature of this case. And it begs, throws up a lot of red flags and bears further scrutiny. So look, what I'm telling people to do is contact the Channel 5 manager there in Nashville. And his name is Richard Eller, E-L-L-E-R. I think he needs to hear from a few thousand people and say, you're accountable. You're responsible for Phil Williams' behavior. He's one of your reporters. Why do you have your reporters harassing and trying to terrorize law enforcement and try to take their badge for enforcing the law? Just strange. So I think if Richard Eller hears from enough people and is brought to account, like, hey, we're going to boycott your sponsors. We're going to start voting with our wallets against your station. If this is the way that you're going to behave against law enforcement, who are serving and protecting to defend our children and our community, then we're going to boycott because we don't like this. It's bizarre behavior. It smacks of desperation. And we're just calling for a closer look into this Phil Williams and why he's so desperate to go after this cop. It's really kind of that simple, Owen.
Well, and I guess this is the piece that he's running about this cop on his own show. You say red flags. I mean, I got all these red flags coming up. We'll maybe try to get into some of these, but it's like, who would want you to think that a child trafficking network is a conspiracy theory? Well, you know, the people that are trafficking children probably are the ones that would want you to think that that's a conspiracy theory. A couple things here though. And you might have an answer to this. Maybe I'm dumb and I can't, cause I just can't figure this out. But I mean, how did the reporter even know about this operation? It would seem that he got tipped off.
Yeah. I think that was a political connection. Somehow, a local politician there got wind of the operation, probably through some official, communication, you know, coordinating the operation. We don't know for sure. And so, that's a concern as well.
Fair assumption, right? I mean, it's not like he's got wiretapping the operation.
Right. So, you know, I agree with you. It does beg the question. It doesn't prove that he's a criminal or he's protecting a crime network, but it does beg that question. Like, why are you so frantic to stop law enforcement from enforcing
the law?
You'd
think the story, I mean, this is so crazy. This is like a reverse judo story. You'd think the story would be massive pedophile bust or massive trafficking bust. Instead, the story is, look at this bad, massive bust. I mean, it's just like, how does that even, what is that reverse judo?
Well, if I had children there in Nashville, I would wonder why Phil Williams was not celebrating 70 warrants on child predators. And Owen, I've seen a lot of these chats over the years in our sting operations between our chatters and the predators. I'll tell you this, and we've got the footage to show you this. One of our personnel showed two of the law enforcement there that were part of the takedown team, the arrest team in this operation. They were both former military, if my understanding is correct. At least one of them was a military veteran. I think they were both military veterans. She was showing them the nature of the chats. She was literally showing them the devices that the chats were conducted on. And she said, look, here's the profile. Here's a precious, innocent little girl's face. And here's all that she posted, starting a new social media app page. Benign, nothing suggestive, provocative at all. And here's what these predators came in, dozens and then hundreds of them. Here's their conversations with her. And they were looking and they were disgusted. They were sickened. I mean, the vulgarity and the vile nature. I say it's demonic. Owen, but what they're doing, the description of what they want to do is so abusive and so dark and so upsetting. You're like, how could anyone even think that somebody, even an adult, would think this was okay? And the personnel in our org that said, hey, law enforcement, have you ever been on an adult dating app? And one of them said, yes. And she said, well, have you ever been subjected to this level of conversation and this level of vulgarity, and pornographic imagery as an adult on an adult dating app? And this is not a dating app that this child is on. She says, no, I've never ever seen anything close to that in an adult dating, site. So she goes, this is just the social media. This is a neighborhood. Hi, I'm whomever. And this is the level, hundreds of these. Like, it's important to serve and protect and put these predators in bars so they can stop their raping binges. They don't tend to stop.
Oh, Craig, what's even crazier? What's even crazier? Cause I just learned this when I was behind bars, that the justice system treats predators, child predators with no pun intended, with kid gloves. You'll spend more time in prison for selling marijuana. You'll go directly to a high or a medium security prison for selling marijuana. Than somebody that sexually abuses kids. They'll start them on a low. And the wild thing is, I mean, it's just, I mean, judge it how you want. The prison gangs, a lot of them will have initiations or protocols or codes. And if you see a kiddie diddler, if you see a pedophile, you have to beat them up. You have to beat them up. It's part of their code. So essentially prison gangs have harsher punishments for child sex abusers than the actual Justice Department. And just to kind of expand on what you're saying, because I did a predator bust one time, and I know your operation runs differently than some of these media channels that kind of do it publicly and record the whole thing. But I went on one of those things with a guy, Alex Rosen, and he prints out all these communications before he goes and busts this predator live on his show. And he puts them down and we sat the conversations down. We were outside, sat him on the car, looked through it. And so folks, I mean, we won't get too graphic here, but imagine if you're like just having a raunchy conversation with like, you know, a hooker you paid for or something. I mean, that's what these guys are doing to these young kids. Doesn't matter if they're boys or girls, by the way. And I mean, it's the most raunchy stuff you can imagine, suggestive images. And it's almost like, I mean, obviously it is. They're preying on that innocence that they won't know any better, or they just will just maybe, you know, think that this is normal, but it's absolutely sordid, the stuff that you see.
Well, I'll tell you what, with these two law enforcement officers that were shown this, the male stood up and walked away to process. And I know that because I walked away just a moment prior, and I was just dealing with what I just seen, and he was wiping his eyes because I mean this is another military veteran, and he's just realizing there are this many predators, and their aggression is that high, and their content is that dark, and the images are that vulgar, and what they say they want to do to the child is that detailed and that abusive. And there's that much volume. Like, I think he's processing, like, my God, what is it like for me to try to defend the children in my county if there's this many guys right here hunting our children online this actively?
Well, you say 70 warrants. Is that 70 different individuals that you guys caught up in?
70 different. Yes, sir. 70 different individuals
all
that
in
we
Nashville.
Will arrest and prosecute. Yes, sir.
So we're not even talking about nationwide. You're talking about in one city.
Exactly. So can you imagine? If one small nonprofit org with humble funding can do that in one weekend, what is it? Can you imagine, folks, if our federal government put its full weight behind eradicating child trafficking like does on so many other things? We have entire agents for a lot smaller crimes than child trafficking. Where is the agency to completely obliterate child trafficking in the United States? It doesn't exist.
They've probably spent hundreds of millions of dollars to get Trump.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
Well,
that there's room for improvement. I think that's the real key is we have opportunity here. We the people to be part of the solution and demand something better be done, more effective be done. And for crying out loud, if you do have law enforcement that are enforcing the law and protecting your children in good faith, please defend them against reporters that don't want that done.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely crazy.
There's a lot of money being made, and there's a lot of people that are in on it.
This was running top cover. What we have on the screen here, this was the predator bust that I went on. That's all the conversations that I have in my hand there that we're going through. And so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be graphic about, but you know, unfortunately, you can probably imagine the stuff that gets said to these kids. And this is one of the lighter ones. But no, see, this is the problem, Craig. It's that. This expands obviously beyond this one issue, but maybe this one issue is kind of a good starter. It's like that one guy, Alex Rosen, his operation is probably like a fraction of what yours is. And he's busting. It's like picking hay out of a haystack. I mean, he can go all over the country and do this stuff 24/7 is how many people there are out there. And I've asked him and a couple times local law enforcement has said, hey, maybe we can work with you. But I mean, the point is, if the government wanted to stop this stuff, and I think that's where you're going, if our federal government or local government, if they wanted to really stop this stuff, if they really wanted to take predators off the streets, and if the justice system and the Bureau of Prisons really wanted to make sure that they were staying off the streets, they could do it overnight, Craig. They could do it overnight.
I see where that's the case. They absolutely could. And I think we, the people, have been given a constitutional republic. And so we are supposed to run this nation. So it's a matter of us realizing our power, locking arms, standing up and saying, this must change. You're going to bring about that change, elected officials, or we're going to replace you with those who will. It's that simple. That's how we, the citizens, are supposed to be functioning here. And we've just taken our hands off the bus and let the demons drive the bus into every obstacle out there. And we've seen that our non-participation does not work. There's reasons that George Soros funds district attorneys' careers. He funds their campaigns to get them in those elected seats with the agreement they won't prosecute entire categories of harmful crimes, including child trafficking. That's not okay. That's a glaring conflict of interest. It should be highly illegal. It's been talked about in Congress ad nauseum, yet there it remains. That's broken. Our system is broken. And we're allowing it until we start flipping some tables over, legally speaking, figuratively speaking, flipping tables and bring about that change, man. And so look, if you watch our documentary, Contraland, you'll see back how Alfred Kinsey tried to normalize child rape. And that's why, Owen, law enforcement or the laws are soft on child predators and perhaps in the prison systems, but even the prisoners themselves will kill a pedophile because even they see the devil in a pedophile. It's like, if you're so broken, you're going to rape children. you don't belong on this planet with us. And they'll kill them. And so they do provide them, the prison system provides pedophiles special protections because they won't survive in there in general population if they don't. You know, so it is sad that rapists and murderers have a higher ethic than our society does against child rapists. You know, I mean, and it kind of bears a little more scrutiny and consideration. Like, wow, even if a murderer or a rapist will kill a pedophile and not tolerate that type of dysfunction and distortion and perversion, then why are we allowing it and trying to normalize it and say it's normal and good? Because, man, when we interview so many of their survivors, that's what's really heartbreaking about this job, is listening and learning how destructive, how deep the trauma goes, and it's in the perception of these people's minds that have been harmed as children. They deserve better protection, and we can provide it for them. And we just have to steer our government into doing better for us to carry out the will of we the people.
Well, this is an incredible story. Vets for Child Rescue, you know, continuing to do great work. Craig Sawyer, my guest here. And, you know, I guess the two things I want to close on, and you can kind of pick where you want to go with this. Are we thinking, we know the cartels have operations all over the place here in America. It's how they're able to bring some of their operatives in and, you know, get them quote unquote jobs, if you will, or at least the appearance of a job. Are we thinking cartels in the media? Cartels have people in the media now? I mean, I don't know. Or you can close it off with how now with the open border and all the children being trafficked across the border, I mean, they're being trafficked right in to these operations.
Yeah. No, it's a bigger criminal network, Owen, than just the cartel. The Mexican drug cartels have their piece in it. But we're talking multi-billion-dollar real estate fraud to launder their money. And without going into any more detail on that, they're all benefiting from it. So it goes in and out of the banks. The banks collecting mad money just on the interest on these bogus real estate loans. So that's something that has to be gone after and disrupted, because that's how they're funding a lot of these criminal networks. So, yeah, the cartels are just one aspect of it. But any weak-charactered crook who will traffic children or traffic narcotics or anything else for wealth and power. So that's what we're looking at, the weakest of society. And that's why I see red flags. Anybody that's going to attack law enforcement, try to stop them from enforcing the law against child trafficking, like, that is suspicious as all get out. Everybody dig in on that guy, and you're going to find some dirt.
Yeah, again, it's like the reverse of the story. The story is law enforcement busting child predators and potentially stopping that from ever happening again, hopefully. And he makes the story about how the cop is the bad guy in that equation. I mean,
yeah,
but it's like,
yeah,
you can even show him the documents. You're like, look, this is what the dude's saying to kids.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, you have to have factual evidence to get convictions in the court of law. So it's not like, you know, things aren't being done by the book. So it's just that it's highly suspicious why a reporter doesn't like law enforcement that's enforcing the law against that crime, right? Just sends a bunch of red sirens off.
So. Well, and that's amazing, though, that you got this, because I know how difficult it is, and I know that there's a lot of jurisdictions that won't even enforce this stuff, and it is hard to get convictions. But you guys obviously run a tight ship, and to get 70 arrest warrants is that's tight work, Craig. And so good for you. Keep
Thank
up
you.
The great work. Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child Rescue. Craig, appreciate your time, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Owen. All the best to you.
Thank you very much. There it goes, Craig Sawyer. Wow. Oh, boy. How do you come off of that? That's crazy. And it's just too real, unfortunately. 70 warrants in one city. Brutal. All right. I'm going to open up the phone lines here. In the last couple segments, got a couple other news pieces to cover, a couple other videos. We'll take a couple calls before we close it out for the night, too. The InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We got a couple segments left. Don't go anywhere.
Save me.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air and their really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the new
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Final 30 minutes of the show here. We're going to maybe squeeze in some calls. I'll squeeze in some calls. We'll give out the number now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We'll put it up on the screen as well. We'll cover some news, take some calls before we sign off for the day. We do have some other breaking news. Once again, this show brought to you by a combination of BrainForce Plus. Actually, I guess it was BrainForce Ultra today, the liquid tincture. Yep, it was BrainForce Ultra today. And TurboForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. That's my combo for total energy, total focus to do a 3-hour transmission. 40% off BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, some is coming out of the court case here. The judge, of course, is doing everything he can to sabotage Trump's defense and uplift the prosecution. And it's just getting crazy. They're talking about Hope Hicks again. The judge is objecting or rejecting every objection that the defense is having in the closing statements of the prosecution. They're just calling Trump a liar. Well, that's not the crime. I still haven't seen anything about the actual crime, the actual criminal offense that they're going after. So the judge is fully in on it now. Couldn't be more obvious. That's basically what all the people in there are reporting. It's just so obvious at this point. So not sure they will even be adjourned by the time we're off air. So that thing could go late. Meanwhile, pro-ISIS group posts chilling warning ahead of T20 World Cup game between India and Pakistan in New York. The T20 World Cup is being held in the United States and the Caribbean in June. The poster made reference to India versus Pakistan at a New York stadium. And so this is, look, I mean, I don't know where to go with this because there's obviously real threats with the open border. There's obviously real hatred. And with the U.S. supporting Israel and what they're doing in Rafah, that brings a threat to our country, no doubt. But let's not discount that there could be there's all kinds of players in this game, all kinds of propaganda going on too. And so who knows what's really going on? I've been saying it for a while. Terror attack, false flag, whatever you want to call it, is imminent to restructure the narrative and to reinforce the support for whatever war they want, whoever they is. It doesn't even matter. I don't even have to get specifics. That's how these things go. So, yeah, you stand down on October 7th, you get your invasion into the Gaza Strip. Oh, yeah, you open the border, you get a terror attack here, wave whatever flag, blame it on whoever you want, and then go in that direction. So, you know. It's in New York, and who knows? Maybe they don't even have the law enforcement to be present there because, you know, they all got to be outside of the courtroom with Trump. You know that old thing. Gas explosion in downtown Youngstown. Gas explosion in Youngstown, Ohio, in front of the Realty building on East Federal Street. I guess there was like a gas leak, and then the whole thing just exploded. It was a Chase Bank, I believe. So that's crazy. Yeah, a Chase Bank on the first floor. Also apartments above. It's amazing, though. You see that massive explosion on the bottom. The building didn't fall. Huh. What do you guys think about that? Massive explosion, bottom of the building. Building didn't come down. Wow. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder for a lot of reasons. What's strange is there's limited information at this point in time. What's strange is they had the street blocked off and barricaded. So it's like they knew there was a gas leak already and that it was about to explode, but it wasn't a controlled demolition. Who knows? Things are just so weird. You got barges crashing into bridges. You got plane engines blowing up. Banks just blow up now. They just blow up. Bank blew up. Man, I don't know. Who knows about that? Denver police to dispatch drones. You call 911 and they call you a drone. Denver police to dispatch drones to 911 calls instead of cops. Law enforcement in Denver, Colorado will send out aerial drones instead of dispatching officers for certain situations. Police department has announced. Well, they're defunded, and the criminals are the good guys. So, yeah, enjoy your drone. Extra big-ass fries.
extra big ass fries.
Violent migrant shelter illegal arrested 10 times in 10 months in Chicago. But Peter Navarro spends 4 months in prison. I spent 2 months in prison. Non-felons, no victims. But, hey, you're an illegal migrant. You have 10 crimes, 10 in less than a year. You're all good, baby. All good. Because the non-citizens in this country have more rights than the citizens now. Thank your local Democrat. All right, we've got Chase in Tennessee. He's going to comment on that story we just had with Craig Sawyer. Chase in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm an investigative journalist, an independent journalist in Tennessee, and one of the district attorneys that Phil Williams claimed Sean accused without evidence of covering up murders. I actually had a podcast this weekend where I discussed with a 40-year employee of that judicial district multiple criminal actions that appear to have been covered up. There's plea bargains that were given for human trafficking operations where they were facing 8 to 12 years in prison, and all 10 of them received probation. There are sex scandal cover-ups that make the Megan Hall scandal look like a walk in the park. And that the district attorney's name is Bryant Dunaway. So if Sean is right on the head with that, I don't have doubts that he is very close to being on the mark about many of the other people he discussed. So.
Well, it's crazy to think, and you know, a lot of this local news, you don't really have the sexy, if you will, local news anymore where they try to dig into stuff like this. It's mostly just puff pieces and, you know, local activities or whatever. You know, the real stuff.
They want to celebrate the opening of a new bakery and,
go have a muffin.
Puff piece for the mayor. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's, so if anyone in Tennessee wants to see the coverage, it's the Patriot Punk Network. So.
Where is that? Is that YouTube, Rumble?
It's Rumble. I am on YouTube, but I don't put the juicy stuff on there. I'm also on X under at Real Patriot Punk. I have a 1 foot mohawk, and accountability is what I try to bring to everybody. So there's actually a documentary on my page exposing one of the sheriffs in that very judicial district. So including what was an undercover narc for the sheriff's office who just pled to rape and murder of a 15-year-old girl. So,
well, you're actually doing the juice. You're doing the juicy stuff there in Tennessee. Usually they put that kind of stuff on the local news, but they don't want to touch that now. You know, it's all got to be puff and fluff and muff. Wow, though, we pulled up your profile. You really, folks, he really does have a huge mohawk. That is impressive.
Thank you.
Wow. I don't think I could pull that one off.
Well, you won't forget me if you see me, so.
Well, you definitely stick out. With a hair do like that, it's hard to hide. I mean, that is impressive. Sir. The Patriot Punk. All right, we'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids
are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Take a couple more calls. By the way, we played that clip of Dwayne Wade with his son turned daughter. And the propaganda is not just from these media sellouts and everywhere else, but in the schools as well. School choice programs have been wildly successful under DeSantis. Now public schools might close. And then the other stuff that goes on. California Catholic middle school bars students MAGA-styled patriot speech. So even a private school will do that. But in Florida, see, when you have a choice to not go to a crappy liberal-run public school, you'll take it every time. All these leftists and Democrats that are against school choice, do you think they send their kids to the public schools? Of course not. Of course they don't. They send them to the most expensive private schools. So they just don't want you to get access to that. They want to keep you down there, if you will. So oh, what do you know? You give people a choice to not have to go to the bad public school, and they choose, oh, I'm going to not go to the bad public school. And, of course, this angers liberals because it's all about control. It's all about controlling you, and the schools are one of their methodologies of this. And, in fact, it really hit me the other night. I don't know. Maybe I've said this on the show before. I know I said it on my Rumble show and interviews, but it hit me the other night because we're talking about, we hear this all the time. Well, you know, the liberals aren't procreating and conservatives need to have more children. And, you know, that's how we can eventually take the country back. But it hit me. It's like, wait a second. That's already going on. That phenomenon is already happening. And this is why the liberals need the education system to indoctrinate your kids. Because they know they're not having kids. Liberals aren't having a bunch of kids. Generally speaking, conservatives, Christians are having children. And so, obviously a lot of people have children. This is not a blanket statement. But they know conservatives are having kids. Leftist activists generally aren't, the liberal leftist activists. So they get into the education system so that they can brainwash your kids. So they don't raise their own kids. They go after your kids in the education system. So the phenomenon of, oh, liberals not having kids, conservatives having kids, that's already played out, but they're brainwashing your kids in the education system. So that whole thing is already playing itself out. But now people are realizing it, oh, liberals use the education system to indoctrinate and brainwash my children. I'm going to take them out. And then that's what happens. And Florida is leading by example. Let's go to Paul in Colorado. We covered the Denver immigrant story. The whole thing is just insane. They basically get permanent residence paid for by the taxpayer now. And Colorado's broke, by the way. But that's another story, I suppose. Point is, they're taking your money. Paul in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Schroyer. First time caller here.
Glad to have you.
It's just pretty crazy what's going on here in Colorado with this whole immigrant thing. And I was just kind of curious on your take. Even though it seems like the Great Replacement is real, could something like what happened in Russia with the Bolshevik situation happen here?
You know, I don't know. I think people talk about the Bolshevik Revolution quite often. But I think what we're dealing with is just totally different. And so I don't know if you can sit there and say, oh, it'll be French Revolution or Bolshevik Revolution. What we're going through, I think, is different. And there's more of an awareness. There's more communication. The technological attacks against us are different. So I don't know if it's really fair to point to anything and say, oh, this is exactly what we're going through.
Right. It just seems a little bit suspicious, like Mr. Jones points out that these people, they're not required vaccines, but meanwhile us, they're like trying to shove it down our throats.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you look at it from like a practical, you know, policy or hierarchy of a system, then you can look at the similarities.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of the same thing. Leftists always end up doing the same thing. When they get control of a government, they need full power. It's at the core of leftist policy is control. So they have to have totalitarian control.
No, absolutely, because like you said, they're getting 6 months free rent. And I left the city about 2 months ago because it was getting out of control, man. You see illegals everywhere on the corner, but at least you get a free window windshield clean. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're not tipping them? You're not flipping them a nickel?
No, fuck no, dude. Time's hard. Thanks, Biden.
Hey, that's true. I mean, you're already paying for their room and board.
Yeah. No, I left to this rural area, and what really got suspicious is they were there was a private prison they shut down. And they wanted to transfer some migrants here, but the town folks shut that shit down. But they're still working on the prison, you know, like getting lights up and shit. And I'm like, what's really going on?
All right, Paul,
on?
I'm sorry. You've cursed too many times. I'm out of drop now. And so I've got to drop you. I'm sorry about that, but we can't have too much cursing here. We are on the radio. And we do have a dump switch, but it runs out of time if you curse too much. So we're just going to go ahead and drop that, let that rebuild. I'll tell you what, let's just completely exhaust the video list today. Why do they always result to violence? An anti-abortion activist just standing on the street with a sign when a radical feminist comes up and assaults him in clip 8.
A miscarriage is a medical abortion.
No, it's not. Okay, let me educate you, okay?
Yes.
Hold on. Get back. Hey, get back. Hey.
Hey, get that's back. Not okay. Don't put your hand.
Hey, get back. Stop. Stop. Don't put your hands on her. Please, I don't want to scare your daughter. Please get away.
Now, first of all, she's just completely wrong about a miscarriage, obviously. But she probably knows that. And then that's why she gets mad. But again, this guy's just standing there. He's against abortion. And she assaults him, attacks him, throws a milkshake at him, and then plays the victim in front of her own daughter. In front of her own daughter. These are sick people, man. And, you know, it's not good to take a kid away from the mom, but I mean, seriously, some of these leftists have reached a level where should they even allowed to have kids and raise kids? I mean, this is ludicrous behavior. You're out on the streets assaulting people in front of your daughter. I mean, that's bad parenting at the very least. But are you surprised? Hey, I'm going to go assault an anti-abortion activist in front of my daughter. That'll be a good example for her. All right, let's go to Andy in Kansas to close it out. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
Good.
I was calling to plug your survival shield thing because that iodine is great. My father had a brain tumor. And he was doing Mitch McConnell seizures all the time.
Oh,
and
my.
I gave it to him about 2 weeks ago, and now he's perfectly fine. He doesn't have that, and he's been able to take his Keppra levels down. So thank you guys for that great product.
That's an incredible story. Survival Shield X3?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. The power of nascent iodine, Survival Shield X3, InfoWarsStore.com.
Yep.
Yeah, what else, Andy?
Well, the whole reason I was calling about was 5G, and that was kind of plugged Survival Shield also, because I don't know if everybody remembers this, but back when 5G was coming out, they had to get frequency bands allocated from satellite companies in the FCC to use those frequencies for 5G. Now, as an old Coast Guard radioman, I know what those frequencies were, and when we were transmitting out of our OE-82 uplink antenna, we would actually cook birds if they flew in front of that signal being transmitted.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, you go to any of these towers. So, I mean, that's wild. You go. Thank you for the call, Andy. I'm just out of time. You can go to any tower. I went and I filmed a special report on this probably 5-6 years ago. But you can go to any cell phone tower and it'll tell you right there, don't stand close to this or you'll get zapped. You can take one of those spectrometers. It'll tell you that it's radiation dangerous levels. So they just put it in your backyard, though. They put it over your apartment, over the hospital.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
only takes a brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.